We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I listen to the show every single
day. Breakfast Club?
God damn it. The Breakfast Club.
Put that ass up on the Breakfast Club.
Tell her, baby.
You can't say Breakfast Club without the Breakfast Club.
You're like this rare air.
You got platforms and partners all over the place because your demand is so high. People want to be in business with the Breakfast Club.
I don't think white people know how popular you guys are.
DJ Envy. Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah, you guys really are like the hip-hop early morning, late night talk show.
Y'all know what y'all talking about.
It's a new day.
This is your time to get it off your chest.
Wake up.
Whether you're mad or blessed.
It's time to get up and get something.
Call up now. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Good morning. Where you calling from?
Columbus.
Okay.
Ohio.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Okay, so I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I also have my business on the side, and I just feel like my husband is just so inconsiderate half the time. Like, he doesn't understand what I really do.
You know,
like, in the amount of work that I actually do.
You know how you can fix that, Ashley?
Go
away for a day. And let him watch them six kids
but
on
the When I go away for a day, my kids, they call me. I'll be like, where's your dad? They'll be like, oh, he's in the room.
Now you turn off your phone for one day and let him have to deal with feeding them kids, washing those kids, taking the kids out.
Why are you giving this bad advice?
That's not.
if your wife turned off her phone for one day, you'd have a fit.
Right, but then
no, don't turn off your phone, Ashley.
He doesn't appreciate her, so she's saying that she's a stay-at-home mom. And
we've been together since high school. Like, he's the only man I've ever been with. Like, I really give everything and all my time to everybody. My kids and him.
Do not turn your phone off for your husband,
man. Let him have to take care of the kids. And I bet you when you come back, he'd be like, baby, please don't leave. Baby.
Don't turn your phone off for your husband, man. Do not listen to Envy, because Envy would have a fit if Gia turned off the phone for him one day. Shit out.
But I would trick my wife. I know how hard it is. If six kids?
You still would have a fit if she turned her phone off for a day. Imagine calling your wife. Imagine how many times we call our wife a day and we can't get in touch with her for 24 hours.
He don't respect his wife, so he got a lot of respect.
I agree, he does have the respect.
But she's speaking for her.
and you're speaking for you. So you respect your wife, but that doesn't speak to how she feel about what you're presenting her. Mm-hmm. So he could think he's respecting her, and she may not feel it.
That's true.
But I voiced that, too, because I do understand that communication is key. And I voiced that, and he'll be like, well, I just want this, or I just want that. And I'll be like, okay, like in the morning, he'll wake me up and be like, well, I want him. And I'll be like, well, I was just up with our 6 month old every hour last night. Like, the
See? Respect is subjective, though. I was going to say that, too. Respect is subjective. So I got to know what her definition of feeling disrespected is.
Right.
She just told us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you might have
to... But I'm specific. Like, especially, listen, I catered a wedding. I had 5 other orders besides the wedding this weekend. And I was just exhausted, up every hour with the baby, you know. And he's off on the weekends, but he didn't get up and help me. But then want to try to wake me up and then get an attitude when I'm like, no, get out my face.
See? Man. You might just have to wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning, sit on his face and be like, how's it feel now? That's you might have to do that. But good luck, mama.
Thank you.
That's not disrespectful.
Not to me.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man wants some fellatio in the morning.
Poor man, poor woman been up with the baby all night.
I get it, but that's not it might be inconsiderate, but it ain't disrespectful.
There we go.
Inconsiderate, not disrespectful.
Because it'd be disrespectful to go the other way.
That's right.
Go find something.
That's right.
So it's like I'm bringing it to your attention.
Yo.
It's real talk, dude.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, how are you?
Good, good, good. Get it off your chest, mama.
I am really upset at my husband this morning because I had an accident on Friday, and when he changed up the car, he never carried over rental. So now I'm having to freaking, like, get up early in the morning, drop my kids off early, and we're going to have to struggle all week because of his idiocy. Like, he's a, like...
Damn. Just feels like everybody's mad at their husband this morning. Jesus.
Like, how are you supposed to do anything with that?
Well, we can't really hear you because you're so upset that you're yelling, but all we can hear is that you're mad at your husband, something about a rental car, he didn't give it back, and now you have to do it, and you want to wild out on his ass.
I thought she said she got an accident.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what I thought.
Well, yeah, no, I got into a car accident on Friday. It was my fault because I was rushing, but, like, when he turned over, like, when we changed cars, he never put rental on. Like, how do you have 2 cars on the insurance with no rental?
I don't know what to tell you.
So now I'm forced to figure out how to get to work back and forth. We work opposite ways and opposite schedules.
Oh, so he got the rental and you don't have one.
Do y'all got
no, no, no. He never put rental on when he changed over car.
He never put rental when he changed over car.
I don't know what that means.
You know when you get into an accident and you have rental insurance?
Yes.
Or rent?
Oh, got you. So
the insurance pays for the rental car. So you got to pay for the car now.
Got you.
Oh, okay,
got
so you're upset.
Yeah, and it's like we got to pay for summer camp. Like, they ain't cheap.
Well, you shouldn't have gotten into an accident.
We won't figure it out.
You shouldn't have gotten into an accident, ma'am. It was your fault. You said that.
But you know what? Okay, yeah, it was my fault. But however, this is why we have insurance. This is why we put options on there. What if somebody would have hit me?
It sounds like all of y'all. It sounds like both of y'all blaming each other for things that are out of y'all control. And that's whack.
Yeah, I mean, you should have put insurance on your car, but people do that because they'd be like, I'm never going to get in an accident. Why I got to pay this extra for insurance? And then, right.
Same way you shouldn't have got into an accident, he probably should have had insurance, but there's no need for y'all to be pointing the finger at each other.
I understand that. But, yep. Like, now our kids have to be up at 6 a.m. to go drop me off at work. That's not fair.
You got to figure it out, though. That's life. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out how to pivot in life.
So y'all arguing now?
Me and Stan.
Have a good one, mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Get it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Ken.
Hey, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I'm just part of the older generation. Expecting that the younger generation should retire the same age as them. Because I'm at work and I see these guys, you know, 60-some years old, working. And they old, man. I'm just like, man, I can't be that old when I retire.
Well, you know what they say? Well, somebody told me back in the day, retirement is not an age. It's an income. I don't even know if I believe that anymore because there's people I know that make mad money, but they just love what they do.
Yeah, a lot of people love to work. And then a lot of people, you know, honestly don't know how to prepare for the future. You also got to think, you know, this is the generation where we're starting to learn more about financial freedom. So a lot of times, the generation before us didn't actually know how to retire, didn't know how to save so they can retire. So some people still have to work. That's why when you see sometimes when you go into those supermarkets and you go to those places and you see an older person working, you got to give them patience and help them out, because sometimes they're there because they have to and they're just trying to, you know, get by like everybody else.
Yeah. And you know what they say, when you stop moving, you know, you start to die.
Yeah.
So some people just people want to keep moving.
I guess that's maybe the profession I'm in, right? I'm an electrician. I'm in a tree out of Vegas right now. And, I mean, these guys just don't want to retire. They feel like if they retire, they're going to die.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it too.
I mean,
and I'll be honest, I'd rather mess with an older electrician or older mechanic or an older doctor, because a lot of times they didn't seen everything. They didn't been through it.
You don't feel like that about your president.
Well,
you don't feel like that about
I mean, listen, he should have retired. I feel like there should be an age cap on presidents just like they got time. If you ask me.
See, y'all want everything else aged. You want your cognac aged,
right,
your electrician aged, but when it comes to your president, you don't want no old president.
You know, usually a mechanic or electrician, like, they've been through everything to see what works and what doesn't work. And a lot of this new generation, they you know, rely on AI or computers to see what's wrong.
Yeah.
I'd rather them tell me, but my president, he keep falling.
Your president definitely keeps falling. I told you, the president need a caregiver.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
I can hear you now. Good morning, mama. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. This is the bus driver.
Peace, bus driver.
What's up, bus driver? My bus driver
MB,
from the box.
I want my picture.
Huh?
MB, I want my picture.
Oh, I'm going to post a picture. That's right. Yeah, I ran into you at the airport. We were heading to Aruba, right?
Right.
How you doing, man? You being safe out there? This is our bus driver from the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm being safe. Just called to say good morning. That's all.
You just called to say good morning. All right, you be
good
safe
morning
out there.
To you.
Every day is something different, in the Bronx especially.
In the Bronx? The Bronx?
Well, be safe out there, mama.
The Bronx is horrible.
Yeah, but then you'd be the same person screaming BX at a show. BX, BX, BX.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to duck. When they say BX, I be ducking. And they say Boosting, I be like, yes. Oh, my
God. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Jess Hilarious, here.
Yes, indeed.
And we got our special guest, Tyler Lepley, here. Yeah, good morning.
What's up, y'all?
Long way from ringside, my brother.
Long way from ringside, man. Shout out to Russ Parr, dog.
Salute to Russ Parr.
You know, that's when I first met Charlamagne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know he's a good actor?
Oh, Charlamagne?
Yeah.
That's a goddamn lie.
You ain't never seen ringside?
Classic.
You ain't never seen him act?
Should have won an Oscar.
That's a goddamn lie.
That's when I first met this man. I ain't gonna lie, dog. He showed up professional. He knew his lines. I mean, he had a few of them.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, one line.
How many lines?
Had a couple
but
scenes.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You really showed up and did your thing. He was a true professional. That's when I met him, like, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Now we gotta think he's Morris Chestnut.
And things that came up for you.
Now you think he's Morris Chestnut now.
Yeah.
First of all, Morris Chestnut thinks that I'm him.
Okay.
That's what he said. I didn't make this up. He started that.
Yeah.
But things have been on the up since then for you, though, brother.
Man, you know, it's always good to have a job. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the beginning for people that don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Young man from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Had football dreams.
Once upon a time.
High school to football, college to football.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided that football wasn't the key, the answer.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, like, you know, our losses can really be lessons if you got enough, you know, if you can really see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I just always thought I was going to play, you know, football mm-hmm. in the NFL, whatnot, like mm-hmm. since a little boy. Went all the way through Pop Warner, got a scholarship and whatnot. But it's like, you know, what I figured out is that it's not all about having a skill set. And this really crosses genres anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to know the right people. You got to have the right politics going on. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had a couple injuries. I was getting a little bit of trouble. You know, I didn't end up making it. But, you know, in hindsight, it definitely was one of my biggest lessons.
You an Eagles fan?
Oh, for sure. Lee Green. That was a tough loss.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Congratulations.
So then you a friend of y'all invited you to LA blind.
Yeah, you know it was very blind, but I had the blindfold on me already. So like I said, I got in a little bit of trouble, couldn't get a job, I couldn't really figure nothing out. I had two friends, they really, like, you know, I call them cousins, but you know, not by blood.
Yeah,
but
we black, we understand.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, Uncle Rodney, your dad's brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You started training out in LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were.
Do you know anything about training, or you just like, well, I football train, so this is what I'm gonna do.
Nah. But the cats I'm talking about, shout out to Leon and Leroy. They were boxers, so I kind of just hanging around the gym, finessed the job, personal training. So somebody had came up and just asked me to audition. Super small role. I hope it never sees the light of day. I appreciate it.
It's not on TV?
Nah, hell no.
It's called Super Slumber Horror Movie. Something crazy.
Slumber Party Slaughter.
Slumber Party Slaughter. Yeah, they didn't even make TV.
The more your star rise, it's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Somebody going to put it on Amazon or something.
One of the producers in the back, he's like, I think it's a porno. I'm like, it's not a porno.
And, you know, so I showed up, I did it, I booked it, and it wasn't enough, you know, a couple thousand dollars, but it was enough to kind of pique my interest. Mm-hmm. I had some natural skill set, but I wasn't like the best at it.
Yeah.
So at that point, I started to, you know, apply myself to get the headshots and get into a class. And, mm-hmm. you know, as things started going, you get deeper in it, you start doing the reading, mm-hmm. getting into therapy and all the things that it takes to really sharpen this tool.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes work, mm-hmm. though.
How did the Tyler Perry thing? They said that he actually walked in wearing his Madea outfit as you were auditioning. So that had to be kind of strange and weird.
That's crazy.
6'6" walking in, yeah. all dressed up.
You don't know how tall he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
It's crazy. Yeah. He's like a basketball player walking through. Mm. But, yeah, so it was like, that was a long audition process. Maybe over the span of like 4 or 5 months. You know, he was auditioning a few different shows for like plenty of different roles at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, it's like a gauntlet. You're going in for this role, this different TV show. And, you know, maybe like 3 or 4 auditions into it, we had like some type of callbacks. They brought us to Atlanta. And he was in the middle of shooting something while he was coming down to look at the auditions. Mm. And anybody that knows him, like, he don't got no time for nothing. He's doing 12 things at once. You think he's Jamaican. He got mm-hmm. 50 different jobs.
Right.
So, you know, on his lunch break from shooting something with Madea, he came in to check out what was going on.
That's kind of crazy.
But it was just like, you know, it put into perspective how hard he works.
Right. Yeah.
And how much tunnel vision you need to really get done what you're trying to do in this business.
And that was for the haves and the have-nots, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, yeah.
And so when did you get P-Valley?
P-Valley was probably like, we did 9 seasons of the have and have-nots. I think we went off the air maybe in like 2020. We probably stopped filming maybe 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I had booked it maybe like 2019. So for the mm-hmm. last season of the have and have-nots and the first season of P-Valley, we were shooting them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which was
okay.
crazy because back then in the first season, we shot on Tyler Perry Studios. So like I was having a couple days that were crazy. We're like, you know, I would shoot a 10-hour, 11-hour day over here, you know, 6 to 7 over here, go take a shower and clock in 8 to 6 a.m. for P-Valley.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it was just like...
And then that's 2 different roles and 2 different scripts and 2 different...
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. it was definitely you know, it definitely was difficult, you know, for those few days. But these are the problems that we asked for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. When you had time to do push-ups.
I don't do no push-ups no more. in between sets, you know.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, you say you were playing football, and this is a question that I ask every football player or anybody that's played football. Would you allow your child to play football?
Man.
Especially because you had a bad back surgery, so.
Yeah, for sure. I had knee surgeries, like plenty of concussions. It's different nowadays, you know, with all the science and everything that we know. So I would probably say, I mean, I want to be a dream killer. I'm going to let them play. You know, I want to be tough and whatnot. I got 2 boys now.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Ooh, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, you know, I would be a fool to not apply some of the things that we know now.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want them to play my position. I was a running back. It's just constant contact. Mm. Maybe a little wide receiver or quarterback, something.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, we got more with Tyler Lepley when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
So, your ex-fiance.
My girlfriend, yeah. It was my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, your ex-girlfriend.
Was,
oh,
yeah,
okay, so y'all never... Okay, cool. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
Is it hard to love out loud, I guess, when you have an ex? Like, you know, you bought a Benz for Miracle on... Instagram.
Yeah, she got that G-Wagon.
It was a G-Wagon, sir. Not just a Benz.
Come on now.
It's G-Wagon, sir.
Come on now.
Put some respect on his name, sir.
Come on. Shout out to Birdman.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid to put stuff like that out there because it might piss off the ex?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really think about it like that. No, she's gotten push gifts too. It just wasn't, you know, wasn't in front of everybody, and it was at a different, you know, place in my career and stuff.
Right.
And
he didn't have G-Wagon money at the time.
You know, I gave her equity in the house that we had before. So when I sold it, she had some money. And,
oh, that's dope.
You know, she done taken care of everything when we was together, and even when we weren't, she still had a full time nanny because she's got a job that requires her to be away for like 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if it's not what you see on Instagram, you know, I provide for all of my family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, it can be, you know, social media can make things
and
challenging.
And you can't
for sure.
be scared to, not scared, but like, can't feel away so much like of watching what he do in this relationship because of his past relationship.
That's
you feel
right.
me? Like, he still, if you want to love loud, you know, because maybe this girl is different. Maybe, you know, Avery was private. You know, Miracle's different. So it's like you adjust. I don't. Not that you asked me that, but I'm just saying. I don't think that you should move scared because
you're
know,
a woman. So, it's a woman's perspective.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Nah, that, you know, what was then was then. This is now.
Yeah,
so,
and there was love. And there was love in both scenarios.
Most
this is just
definitely.
You know, I'm in love with Miracle now. We have a family, and this is how I'm moving.
What about for birthdays and Valentine's? If you done did the G-Wagon just for a push, well, not just.
Oh my
for
God,
a push,
man! I was making a joke with my family recently. Like, the last 5 months is like loaded up, like everybody's birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas, like it's all compounded into like this 5-month run. So it's like, I'm gonna need them three jobs now.
Bill's coming. Yo, he said he just dropped a mixtape. Y'all get it?
Yeah, just mixtape. Matter of fact, yeah. But yeah, I don't. You know, what I give out of the goodness of my heart. I don't really take tabs of it. You know, it's nice. You may get a G Wagon one day. You may get a conversation another day. You know? Mm-hmm. Some flowers or something like that. I don't really pay attention to it.
You better not come in no damn conversation for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas. If you know what I know. Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. Let's have a talk.
So you're producing a film. Like holding auditions?
No, I'm doing it with
He said no, Jess.
Right.
He said that for me and you. That means you don't come up there either.
I meant not yet.
Nah, you meant what you said.
He said no.
That
can't be wrong. Sorry. You holding auditions?
No.
Alright, go ahead. Tyler Lovely, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
Man, thank y'all for taking time to have me on for real.
Oh, man. Miracle got the role, Jess. Again. Okay.
It's the Breakfast Club that's out of Lebanon, y'all.
Jesus. No.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest host. We have Jess Hilarious here.
Yes, we do.
All right. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Tyler Lepley. He was here this morning, and he was talking about his relationship with his baby moms and their kids and his new girl, or his new fiance, I should say, and their kid. Let's listen to the audio.
Miracle Watts had said something about, you know, like, she takes on your kids as her kids. Like, how is that situation now? Because I know that April got mad at that. She got mad at that. How is that now, though?
You know, it's a process. You know, it's like, it's definitely better than it was.
Yeah.
It's still got a little way to go. As much as I would not like it to be like that, you know, I can't rush anything because this is, you know, again, the problems of the man in the arena, it kind of happens like this. The one thing I will say is that, again, that's the mother of two of my children. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing but love and respect for
her.
So, you know, I give her grace and patience as she figures out what she got to feel herself through, you know.
But I would want for somebody to treat my kid like that, like my kid is theirs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's an interesting conversation, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to ask, do you want someone to treat your kids like they're their own? But also, something else he said in there, like, do you treat your ex, you know, like you do your new girl just to keep the peace? Now, Jess, this is your lane, you know what I mean? Because I listen to, you know, of course you got Carefully Reckless on the Black Effect, but you have Carefully Reckless Discussions with your family, and you do a lot of conversations with your baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like you want his new girl to treat your son like
all of my baby fathers, baby mothers, because that's a lot, if you will, they all treat my son amazing. I treat all of his kids amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship he's been in, and there's been a lot of them after me, nobody has ever mistreated my son. I've never had an issue with any of Rome's girlfriends or none of that. Mm-hmm. Like, other baby mothers, just one. But she's never treated my child crazy.
Right.
That was just something, you know, that we as mothers, as women or whatever. But nah, it's never been that way.
So do you want them to take a mother type role, or you just want them just to be cool?
You don't gotta take a mother. That's what they end up doing anyway. But you don't have to take that. You don't have to be over nurtured, like, you know what I'm saying, where it seems forced, or if it's something that you just, because he needed, my son's dad has been with a lot of girls who didn't have kids, so they didn't really even have experience in being around kids, but they tried. They were just like, you don't really gotta try to be his mother, but you have to like my child. My child gotta like you too. Like,
but let me ask you, Jess. So yeah, you know, when it's a younger child, they have to be motherly, right? But what is your son call her? Is it like mom two? Is it like
sweetie? It'll never happen. It'll never happen. He better not ever call nobody else no mom.
Mom two.
Not mom two.
Mom two.
Not
mom
two. Okay. Last day, huh? Mom. I don't care. Mom two, three, whatever. No, eight is. I'm the first and only mom. He can call them Miss whatever, because you got to put a handle on it. I don't care how young the girl is, whatever. Is gonna be Miss whatever her name is.
Now what about you know, Tyler bought his Miracle or G-Wagon, right? And I asked him, like, you know, just to keep the peace, do you do stuff like that for your other baby moms? Is that expected of a man? Because you think about when people get divorced, you know, they gotta make sure that their ex is set up the same way they're set up.
I think they should.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because you don't want your one kid to be driving in a G63 G-Wagon. And that's $180,000. And the other kid to be driving in a Ford Escort.
What is wrong with Ford Escort?
Look, yo. Listen, man. Why would you say that?
Word up. What know, about listening to us in Ford Escorts?
Say a Prius.
Okay, a Prius.
Yeah.
Priuses are amazing too. I want one.
Nah, not if my brother got a G63.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm pulling up.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I'm pulling up in that. No.
So you saying you have to do that? If I got an ex, and she got kids of mine, she got to be riding the same way my new woman is riding.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't know what Envy is saying over there, but okay. I don't think that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. I think whatever I do for my kids, all right, cool. I shouldn't have to be responsible for what you got going on after me. Like, I'm in a new relationship. My responsibility is my kids and me protecting.
But the kids gonna still be in the Prius.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your kids gonna be pulling up in the Prius.
As long as they not drive, they in the back. It's about the person driving. You in the back, so you good. You don't got no bills. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You still on four wheels.
Now, I'm not saying you got to have another a Mercedes, but give me something that the kids feel comfortable in and not making fun of.
Listen, we grew up different, whatever. But he didn't buy the kids a G-Wagon. He bought Miracle a G-Wagon.
Yeah.
The baby wasn't even
in. But the baby going to be in the G-Wagon,
that baby
though.
Don't know nothing about no G-Wagon.
That's true.
It ain't that. Y'all them kids at know it.
Like, your son is in fifth grade. He knows the difference between a G-Wagon and a Prius.
I'm telling you, my kids ain't... All right, yo. Listen, I don't care. I said what I said. That's it.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
Jess' son definitely know the difference between the G-Wagon and the Prius.
I know, that ain't the point.
I gave that man $300 for his birthday. He ain't want that.
No, you shut up. Back? I have a G-Wagon, and I also have... I forgot the name of whatever my other Benz is. I got both of them, right?
Ooh, but talk my, that
shut up. Shut up. But my baby father, he got a nice little Acura. You know what I'm saying? So we showing my son the best of both worlds. Tyler, you know what I'm saying? Tyler, little kids, they gonna know the best of both. That's it.
Man, you so stupid.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shaquana.
Hey, Shaquana.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Guess what race she is?
I knew y'all wanted to guess so bad, but she got me sound like she mad. I ain't trying to play with
Shaquana. Shaquana. Good morning, Shaquana.
It's Shaquana.
I'm just messing with
don't
you.
Don't play with her.
What's your thoughts, Mama?
Honestly, I just want to weigh in and say it depends on how long you've been with the person, because I have an ex who would take our kids around his girlfriend he just met like a week ago. Mm. And I feel that's something you shouldn't do. But if you're serious with the person and you know you feel like you got a future with them, I mean, I see nothing wrong with it, but... On a standstill, it is a lot of crazy people in the world. Yeah. And you got to be cautious. A lot of people harming kids and doing crazy things to kids. So that's where I'm with it. Like, if you think you're going to be with that person long term and you dating for a minute and you get to know each other, you're talking about y'all kids, okay. But on your first date, you're not taking their kids to Chuck E. Cheese to play together because y'all both got kids.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Thank you, Shaquana.
You can't be bringing anybody around your sharing.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. But I do believe that if I got kids and you got kids and we ain't got no babysitters, we want to see each other bad enough. Yeah, let's meet up at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Hello, who's this?
Monica.
Hey, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, Mama?
My thoughts. I do not date with Matt. I don't date Matt with kids for that exact reason. If I can't let my kids go over to the other parent, I don't feel comfortable, then it's not. Like, how am I going to feel comfortable if my kid going to see his other parent if I don't like or get along with the other person?
Now, is that bitter? No, but let me ask you this, Monica. Is that because you bitter, or is that because has he ever given you any type of, like, yo, I'm a put my son in jeopardy or put my kid in jeopardy? Like, is he that? You got to know the other parent, too. Are they ever going to bring somebody that you don't like around your kid that's going to do something to your kid? Is that bitter, or is that just how you feel?
No, that's not bitter. I think it's just that as a mother, I'm going to speak it from the mother point of view. Mm-hmm. As a mother, you have to feel comfortable. If you're not comfortable with the man choosing the right mate, it's not ever going to work. So I would think that maybe me and the girl would have to talk. I would be mature enough to be like, let me talk to the girl, and if I'm feeling her and I like her, then you can go. But listen, Jess, you must, and I'm talking about you have to stay the permanent co-host on this show. I've been crying all week. This is the funniest this show ever been in my life. Charlamagne is at his best with you.
Thank you so much, girl. I agree with everything you said.
Jess, why'd you stand up? Why'd you just stand up to do that?
Because I had to. And I think I dressed the best one here out of everybody that I saw, y'all. Thank you so much, baby.
I already told you, she get the permanent role. I guarantee you she won't be coming here like she hosting the award show every day. I guarantee you it'll be sweatsuits within 2 months.
Some sneakers.
It's all right.
So what's the moral of the story?
What is the moral of the story, Jess? Because you've been co-parenting very well for a pretty long time now.
You do not. I don't think you have to. You're not responsible for your ex. You're responsible for your kids. I think that's what that is.
That's real. No, that makes sense. You're not responsible for your ex. You're responsible for your kids.
You're not. Yeah, you're not. You're not responsible. Like I said, my son's dad has 5 kids with 5 different women. After he moved on, he take care of his bomb father, take care of his kids. I don't child support no more for none of them. But
no more.
Yeah, but he is not responsible for their mothers.
Right.
None of that. It's different in a marriage because the divorce, you gotta settle that. You gotta. Correct. You get this. I get this. Whatever. But like girlfriend, boyfriend, yo. If it's not about my child, yo, I'm in my relationship.
But
I'm
let me
good.
Ask you this, Jess.
What's good?
Let's say you move on, and now that one child lives a different life than those other 4 kids. How do you think the other 4 kids will feel? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That one kid, he gets, you know, he gets to go to the football games. He gets to go to this because he's with the father all day long in that house. Don't you feel like all the kids should have that same love and that same feeling?
But that's what I'm saying. What the ex got to do with that? I'm going to go pick my kid up, and I'm going to take you with the rest of my kids. Well, we were right. Daddy. It ain't, I'm going to pick right. you and the baby mother up, and y'all, and it, no, I'm picking my, oh, I'm going to get all my kids together, just like Rome do it, just like my son's dad does it. He don't do nothing without his other kids. Well, if he got his girls, it's girls' day. And it, boys, boys' day. Then he got days where he get all of them. So he does. I don't know how that's Nick can do it, but my baby father do it.
Basically, what Jess is saying, she only buying McDonald's for her son. She ain't buying McDonald's for the rest of Rome kids.
Yo, what's next, yo? I don't got time.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth, so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host Gary Owens joining us today.
Yes, indeed.
And we got a special guest in the building, Country Wayne.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm glad to be here. And you here this time.
I'm here this time.
You don't never be here, man. I feel like y'all give me the other version.
Not the full version?
Yeah, every time I come
here. You're going to take the version we got, yeah, Country
man.
Wayne.
Hey, whatever y'all got, man. I appreciate it. For
Help
sure.
is on the way, man. Talk to us about this new book.
Oh, man, it's my book about my it's about my life, man. It's about me coming from that small country town. You know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About, Charlamagne, and
Absolutely.
Just overcoming those obstacles of me having all those kids and coming from there to here now, man, just letting everybody know that they can do it. You know, help is on the way for everybody. You know, just got to listen to that little voice in you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just a lot of lessons for everybody else's blessings. Just using my life experiences and applying to other people's lives and let them know if I could come from Millen, Georgia with that one red light, anybody could do it.
How many kids you have? You said all them kids.
10.
You got 10 kids?
Yeah, 10.
Jesus Christ. So how do you spread the time with all the kids? Because your daughter might have dance, your son might have baseball, your other daughter got cheerleading, your other son is swimming.
But I spread the time because, you know, like I say in the book, help is on the way.
You need the help.
I found a way. Well, God gave me a way to the way my life set up with social media. I'm able to film at home. So I'm able to make my money at home. So like my son, I got him an AAU team. I took off all July. I ain't doing no shows. My daughter, I got to go to her dance in June. But the way I make my money is always a way for everybody. You know, my way was I don't got to be on the road or gone all the time. Mm-hmm. I make my money at my house. Like I film all my skits at my house. So, you know, I'm able to be home a lot.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to go from comedian to memoir writer? How'd you know you had a story to tell?
Because, man, the thing, I used to read books when I was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I read Become a Millionaire, God's Way, mm-hmm. You know, 48 Laws of Power, Art of Seduction, was reading these books. And
that's how you did it.
Yeah.
Art of Seduction. Man, that's how you get 10 kids, right? I love Robert Greene. So
yeah. So, yeah. You know, I feel like, man, I know my story worked because I've used it even in the streets, but I used it when I used to go to banks with a 500 credit score. I knew how to get that bank loan. Mm-hmm. You know, these things and lessons I just knew just from mm-hmm. instincts. It worked for me even in the comedy game when I first, because I was the first social media guy they let go in the clubs and get them deals. Mm-hmm. They wasn't letting us get them weekend deals, but I knew how to get in. Mm-hmm. It's just like, so everything.
The guy, it was the OG comedians like Gary blocking y'all?
Oh, no, they was getting the deals. They was getting the deals, but they didn't trust those social media people. Because it was like, you know, we ain't paid our dues, and I understand where they were coming from. And we ain't learned the game yet. You know, a lot of us ain't even have a set yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew how to maneuver everything. And I'm like, man, and I taught people around me, and it was working for them. So I was like, the world need to feel my game mm-hmm. of how this don't work for me since kindergarten.
Gary, has the perception of the social media comedian changed amongst the OGs?
I don't like the whole paying your dues, because then you're saying, how dare you try to make a living, is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Like, just because the way they can be famous is different. Mm-hmm. It's better nowadays, because mm-hmm. when I started in the late 90s, we were at the mercy of the quote-unquote machine. We had to hope a producer from Comedy Central or a network put our stuff on there. Mm-hmm. These guys now, they create their own fan base. They're mm-hmm. creating their own lane. So how can you be mad at it? I'm more like, learn from it. Because at first I was like, so what? You're the first person I heard say you can make money off Facebook. I was like, oh, be clean. He's right. He did what Tyler Perry did with the movies. Because when Tyler Perry had the movies come out, they didn't account for those black over 30 church going women mm-hmm. that took the buses to the theater to go mm-hmm. see his movie. It's basically what he's doing with social media mm-hmm. is what he's saying. Like, he's taking into account that audience.
Right.
So I'm not mad at it.
You ain't got no choice.
Well, there's enough for everybody. You know, one.
All right, he laying y'all down.
I can be mad right. at it. I can be frustrated. You can't tell me how I'm going to feel.
Nah, Gary,
what are you talking about?
Nah, Gary always showed love. I ain't going to lie, man. Me and Gary, it was a couple of them out there, but I didn't care. I was one of the ones. I was waiting on somebody to try me.
Yeah.
Like I like Gary say, bro. We come on, man. We come from most of us. You know what I'm saying? Black. No disrespect, Gary. But you one of us. You know what I mean? But man, we try.
Disrespect. We come from the bottom.
Yeah, we making a living. I'm not.
I mean, what was the population of your town growing up?
Man, like 3,000.
Mine was 7,000.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, somebody. Them comedians. Jesus. Steve Brown called me. He was one of the ones I first started. Everybody I had a problem with, I called on the phone.
Really?
Don't play with me like that. Like, I don't play like that, man. We all trying to make a living.
So how would they have a problem with you? They box you out where you can't?
Man. Like, they all online to my social media people. Man, this is art. Man, you messing with people's money. It's people I don't think good. But I'm never finna get online and say nothing about no artists. Because I'm messing up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That ain't my lane. Because them people eat. And the people got to feed kids. And, and coming from the streets, you respect that. I at least I ain't selling dope. And I was selling dope the whole time. So I went from the stage. I mean, selling dope to on the stage the next day. I wasn't. I'm like, man, don't play.
Who's some of the people you had to call that y'all might be cool now that you had to call and be like, hey?
Steve Brown was one of them. I called him.
What was that conversation?
I was about
like?
To call somebody else.
You about to call somebody else now, still to this day?
Nah, it was like a couple years ago. I was about to call somebody else. I was looking for his number. But another comedian, D-Ray gave, he said, Wayne, I'm not finna let you do that. You
D-Ray know, Davis?
I called every comedian trying to get this certain comedian number.
Oh, D-Ray stopped you from doing it?
He stopped me from doing it.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So what was the problem? How do you try to hate without saying his name, obviously?
Nah, because he was online. He was like, somebody said this certain comedian is funny, and I blocked him. So he was like, I hope you ain't talking about Desi Banks or Country Wayne. Then he was like, no, Desi Banks, cool. I'm like, hold up. So I'm trying to call, bro, don't you ever, just because I don't figure it out, and I'm, don't do that. Just ask me how to do it.
I think a lot of it comes from just being the OG here is when they
original Gary
when they original Gary. When guys are doing it like for a long time and just haven't broken over that threshold of selling a good amount of tickets. I think a lot of it they get frustrated because now you got the younger guys, the social media guys, and they're selling more tickets to them. That's really what it comes down to, is they're frustrated. Because I guarantee you, whoever was upset with you is not selling as many tickets as you.
Nah.
Because you're never upset. When you're selling tickets, you ain't worried about nobody.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's right.
And there's enough. Let me tell you something. You get in this long game long enough, there's enough for everybody.
Yes.
You can be in the same city as somebody. Yes. You're both selling tickets.
Exactly.
Why be upset?
A lot of that is just jealousy and envy, man. That's literally all it is.
It is, but man, I just feel like, man, you know, nobody got time. Nobody ain't got time for that. But all the OGs who like Gary, who was already doing their thing, and Kevin Hart, Cedric Entertainer.
Y'all show love.
Everybody was showing love, but it was the ones that quite ain't been in the game a long time, and that's your fault. They can hate on Kevin Hart all they want, but I tell everybody, they be like, Kevin Hart ain't that funny. I'm like, bro, everybody got to be real. That special he dropped with, All Right, the way my bank account set up,
that's right.
Everybody know that was one of the best classes in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tried to ignore that special, and I'm like, bro, like, somebody who get that far, it's something they doing behind closed doors and it's work.
Not even closed doors. It's something that he doing on that on that stage that you may not connect with.
Man,
clearly tens of millions of
everybody
people.
Everybody connected with that special. I don't know how they forget it, man. Everybody remember that special. That special changed the game. Like,
wait until you see the next one.
And Kev never changed. That's the thing I think with Kev. He never changed. Kev is always, he's been the same Kev, man, from when we first met him.
I think Kevin know that too. When people say he ain't funny, I think he's so smart. Cause me and him, when I talk to him, people don't know how intelligent he is to get that far. It's an intelligence.
Absolutely.
He's so smart. He let people say that. But that special was, it was the relatable material.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, the way my bank account set up, his daddy going through the spelling bee.
Yep.
But that's the kind of stuff that works. No disrespect, but good songwriters.
We're still saying that now. We still saying the way my bank account set up.
Mm-hmm. Man, come on, man.
Stop hating, Gary. Mm-hmm. Yo, Kevin, funny.
What?
He's
what?
Smart.
Damn. I'm listening.
Talented.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just listening, bro. Now, granted, I didn't think it was that good. He's putting a little on it.
I'm talking about that special. Oh, I ain't know.
I ain't gonna say it with my chest.
I ain't saying it with my chest.
Like that.
Nah, all of them. To me, all of them
say
one
with
like
chest,
that.
Gary.
Not all of them, but that's. I'm talking about that. That special right there was. You know what I mean? It was different.
All right, we got more with Country Wayne when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host Gary Owens with us. Jess Hilarious is here, but she wasn't here for the interview yesterday. But we still kicking it with Country Wayne.
You got a chapter in your book called The Player Life.
Yeah.
Is Country Wayne built for a relationship?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely built for a relationship.
How many at one time?
No, I'm really built for a monogamous relationship. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, I don't work on myself enough. I tell the woman got to be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men, a lot of women think they're in a position, and I understand where they're coming from, but men work, certain men that work on themselves too, and certain women, I just, it got to be a certain woman who don't want the world. Because I don't care about the world. So if we care about us, I'm ready to be in a relationship. And I've been in relationships all my life. This my
he
first,
just confused me.
This is my first time. It's my confusion. Yeah. That's what the player do. You know what I'm saying?
Confused.
Nah. I think I'm
pregnant right now. Yeah, I was confused.
So basically, it's like,
that's what a player do. Keep
I'm 35 now, so I want a relationship.
The answer was no.
I love relationships. Relationships are amazing.
We know you love relationships. That's obvious.
Yeah, but I love
but
that
you
woman.
Being a committed one with
yes,
one woman.
Yes, because you get more out of that relationship when that woman feel like you committed and you committed to her.
I don't believe you, Country Wayne.
Yeah.
You got to show, you got to prove it.
I've been in relationships, man.
We know that. They didn't work out.
I just left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nobody ever left me.
So what's the reason for you?
Jess Hilarious ain't leave you?
No. I let her say that because I'm the type, I'm going to let people, you know what I mean? She got a brand, but nah, I never got left in my life.
Well, why do you leave then? Well, like, what's always the problem?
Most of the time, I'm ready to elevate, experience like, are you going to go on this journey with me? Because it's the world, you know what I mean? I don't really care about the world. You know, what's going on out there? I walk my own lane. It's like most people, you can feel it. It's like, I want to keep elevating and keep spiritually and working on myself. And the person don't want to go with me, I got to keep going, man. I just fired my manager. You know what I mean? I've done that with everything. Because to get to certain things, I got kids to get to certain things, man. You can't.
The people behind you in the corner right now,
like, why would he say that?
They're looking like Jesus.
Why'd you fire the manager?
Huh?
Why you fire the manager?
Because it was just, you know, ain't nothing to talk about on here. But
this thing wasn't working out.
Man, I know when it's time to leave. That's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
Even in business, it's hard to be like, this ain't working, and I got to elevate. Mm-hmm. So either you come with me. If I'm doing a podcast, a radio show, and I talk to Envy and Charlamagne, I'm listening 100%. I'm going wherever y'all taking me because y'all are professionals at this. So if I've proven in my world where I come from, like in my book, you know, my story, I'm like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, man, unless you got a better route, man, I got to go.
So basically, the manager didn't have a better route?
Nah. Right. And every relationship I had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep rising.
Another thing you doing or did that I love is you got a movie out on Amazon Prime, Strange Love, that you funded yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a great route to go, but talk to the people why you went that route instead of getting the studio to produce
it. Because it ain't make sense. I see everybody pitching stuff, and I'm like, bro, if everybody got millions of dollars and we got the resources,
shoot yourself.
Yeah, so I did it myself just to see, and it went up. You know what I'm saying? The money came back, and you know, you own it's like digital real estate. I'm like, yep. Man, we own this content. Because I seen what I did with the social media, little skits. I'm like, hold up, bro. I did this with 3-minute skit.
You built an audience.
So I'm like, that's how people been making the money. If you own that movie, bro, if you own 10 movies, if you spend $10 million, shoot 10 movies, you know what I'm saying, $1 million a piece, you own 10 movies. If the movies on Amazon Prime or Tubi making $3,000 a day a piece, you know what I'm saying, you making $30,000 a day. For the rest of your life. And then sometimes it might spike up. He's like, you got to monetize off yourself first and let the game monetize whatever left.
Let me ask a question, because information is important. You don't got to put the number out there. How much did you spend on the movie?
I spent about $1 million.
Okay.
And you got that back already?
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
And it's been out how long?
It's only been out 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
And they're making money every day. Well, Amazon get half of it. And they ain't even put it on Tubi yet. You know what I'm saying? Because Tubi, you get that ad revenue. And then you can license it. We got a couple offers on the licensing situation on the movie already that I instantly gonna make a profit. I'm being a profit already, but I can't go to Tubi till after a year after that if I take the deal. So it's so many options, and you own it, man. You own it forever.
Go ahead, Country Wayne.
Stop
hating.
I feel like I'm slacking.
Stop hating, Gary. When you gonna do your next one?
I'm trying to do it this fall because it's going to be a writer's strike in Hollywood.
That's right.
So everybody shut down. So I'm trying to, I'm trying to take advantage. And I'm going to shoot another movie called That's Her. And the first movie, Strange Love, it didn't come from my mind. I just got in and I seen the script change a little this. But this movie is coming from my mind, and I want to direct it because I see the movie. So I'm definitely trying to shoot that this fall.
Now one more thing, because since Gary's so salty, I got to stick this one.
Because
you ain't filming a 1-hour comedy special.
Yeah.
With Netflix.
I knew this was coming. Yeah. I knew it.
Netflix, for whatever reason, won't give the great Gary Owens a comedy special. Country Wayne is shooting his on May 12th.
You ain't got
in
a Netflix
Washington,
special?
D.C.
Never had. One of you guys from Netflix?
No.
All right, just checking.
you ain't got a Netflix special?
Nah, they say no every time.
He got great ones on Showtime, though.
Oh, you got good ones.
Yeah, like,
how does it feel having a Netflix special?
I got Hulu,
special?
Amazon Prime.
You got Hulu, Amazon? Okay.
It feel good, man. That's really what I've been waiting on, because I've been sneaking on that stage.
Yeah, it feels great, doesn't it? Feels great to be a black man going and pitch something.
Listen, Gary said he about to go. Gary said he about to claim racism. He about to say they don't want to let no white men, no straight white men.
They're gonna name off all these white guys. No, Jewish. Jewish show. Difference. Talking about circumcised white guys. Sorry. We'll come up with crazy reasons why we can't get a special. No.
Oh, man.
He's under 6 foot. Left-handed, bro.
Oh, man. Give him some game, Country Wayne. How did it come about?
No, man.
Does Netflix call you?
It's some of the stuff I use in the book all my life. I just played it. Things happen, man. Mm-hmm. Things happen and the opportunity came up. You know, that's what I've been waiting on the whole time. You know,
just waiting on that, huh?
They've been calling him.
How long you been waiting? Freaking internet comics. You know, my nerves, bro. Hold on. Hey, Steve Brown.
Yeah, man.
Steve. I'm with him right now.
No, man. Steve, my dog now. Charlamagne Pitty, dog.
It's a lot of pressure, though. Because this is the one people going to be waiting to see.
This one they head going to get booked. Man, I don't play on that stage.
Where are you going
to
film it at?
Washington, D.C. You heard this.
Oh, that's great.
Chocolate City.
Nah, man, that's stand-up special. That's what I've been waiting on because really that's what I was working on. That's why I wasn't on social media anymore. Mm-hmm. Gary, no, I was on the road every weekend for years. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Same thing I was doing on the road, telling jokes, writing new material.
Gary was rooting for you until he heard about the Netflix special.
I saw the questions. I go, hope we skip over that. Let's get back to you and Jess. What happened there? Oh, you broke up with her, but you let her ride with it.
Oh, okay, that was man.
Good. That was crazy.
Why didn't you book me pictures? It's all words. Why don't you take a picture of Netflix special and put it on there? I think you released the book too early.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, but I'm happy for you.
I am. I'm happy for you.
Oh, boy. I hope it's top 10. Oh,
and you got the Help Is On The Way comedy tour?
Yeah, Help Is On The Way comedy tour, man. We on tour right now. It ends in May, so the tour going great. You know, we had to step out by myself in theaters. You know what I'm saying? That was a challenge.
What was your toughest market?
Mm-hmm. To my, selling tickets wise?
Yeah.
Like Denver, I only sold 1,500 tickets. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you sold out in Denver, huh, Gary?
Crushing. I'm like this.
Places like Denver, you know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Now, Denver's a tough market.
All right, we got more with Country Wayne. When we come back, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Gary Owens, with us. Jess Hilarious is here, but she wasn't here for the interview yesterday. But we're still kicking it with Country Wayne.
I was going to ask you, out of your skits, I got two questions. What was the big skit that made you pop, that made people realize that went viral? And two, what was the hardest skit to do it? Because sometimes you do it with different artists, celebrities. What was the hardest one to do with a celebrity?
Let me see. The skit that popped me off when I did had the fake like a girlfriend's cooking. I only got 2,000 off it, but that was the one that made me go viral. Mm-hmm. And the hardest one to do probably was Boosie. It was kind of hard because I made it to his house before he made it up. So we was waiting on Boosie.
At his own house?
At his own house. I seen everybody but Boosie. I seen his cousins and his homeboy. And I don't know where Boosie at, but T.I., we was in the hood, so that was pretty hard because we need to hurry up. And he was late. Mm-hmm. And we in the real hood because I did them both with my character Drip. So those two were probably the hardest to do with a celebrity. But T.I. probably because the vibe we was in at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love to see where you come from social media to having a book out, to having your own movie on Amazon, mm-hmm. Netflix special you taping.
I knew it was coming.
That's big, because 10 years ago, people was like, man, that ain't gonna, those guys on the internet ain't going to be doing nothing.
That's dope.
They not going to be around. To watch you and Jess and DC and everything y'all doing, that is incredible, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I like about the new generation guys is they work together a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With the sketches and everything else, because you partner with a bunch of people.
That's right.
Different sketches.
You and Jess still do stuff together.
Yeah, me and Jess, cool. Me and Jess ain't never, I think Jess respect that I don't never get on here and talk negative about her. Mm-hmm. But I let her talk negative about me. Cause a woman gonna do that. So
really?
A woman gonna do that.
I
never heard of something negative about you.
No, not negative, but she
Charlotte, you ever experienced that, Gary?
A couple times.
She stretched the narrative. But no, man, as a woman, man, I'm respect. You know what I'm saying? So me and Jess cool. I think she just respected that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to get on here and say nothing about no woman, period. In a negative manner.
Would you ever let, like, an older comedian open up for you, something like that?
Yeah, if they cool with that, like,
if they don't have a Netflix special.
Yeah, it's nah, so wrong, man. Bro.
Nah, bro, me and Gary ever go
on tour. I was even talking about Gary.
Who said Gary?
Damn, Gary.
Y'all so funny. Nah, man.
Damn, when people think no Gary. Netflix special, man, they think you, Gary?
Nah.
That's crazy.
Gary Owen, man.
That's a legend. Man, Gary Owen is a legend.
Let's get Gary, man. You know, Gary, shoot, he the only one that go out there, new material. A lot of people don't do that. Gary come out there and give you them new jokes.
I get bored.
Special after special, and just, and then, you know, Gary is a legend for real.
Thanks for noticing that. Yeah. Country Wayne, I wish somebody on Netflix would notice. Somebody
you really
writing.
Want that, though, what? Gary? You really want a Netflix? What does that do?
I don't know. I just never had one. So I don't know what it would do, Charlemagne. What do you mean, what would it do? I don't know. Because I get told no.
I don't think Gary really need it. I think internet, us from the internet need it more because nobody don't know whether we're funny or not unless the people came to see us.
Yeah.
It's like, that's our, like, audition to the world. Because we got our fan base, but now you got to see the world get to see. And if you pop on Netflix, man, you finally get
absolutely
that thing or that, you know, that stand-up reputation.
And you might bring in a whole new audience because there's people that go on Netflix just to see who's doing new stand-ups. You're like, who's this country?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
exactly.
Part. For me, I think Netflix would probably help the international market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Right now, I'm pretty much doing really great in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I see the guys going overseas. I'm like, I bet you that's Netflix.
Got you.
Yeah, they're Netflix. That Netflix different.
You been overseas yet, Wayne?
Oh, nah. Okay. I've never been out of country in my life. I went and filmed.
Never?
I went and filmed a TV show with Lisa Kudrow and Taika Waititi.
Excuse me? What was that last name? You say Taika Waititi? Like, we're just going to let that slide, huh? Nobody's going to question who that is. Who the hell is Taika Waititi? Does he have a Netflix special? Or she?
Taika Waititi, he's like the biggest director in the game right now.
Man,
he did
so stupid,
Thor.
Oh, my fault. I screwed myself.
I do know.
Wait, what?
I met him before.
He the man right now.
Taika Waititi.
I met him. He like.
My fault. I said Taika Waititi.
The Indian, right?
Yeah, like he from New Zealand.
I met him before.
I misheard that.
Yeah, he the man right now. Like, he, but he got the game.
I know who you're talking about.
He's cool with the president of Netflix.
You
never
get
a schedule.
What are you talking about? I got Deion Taylor, baby.
Nope.
There you go.
I got Deion Taylor.
There you go. Deion Taylor, baby. Salute to Deion.
Deion Taylor, my dog.
Yep.
So how do you find time between touring and movies and writing books just to still have a social life, man? Because you got to have material to draw off, right?
I like to talk to people on the phone and all that. I got a lot of people that I just talk to on the phone. And really, that's why I ain't in a relationship. Cause I talk to a lot of women. And I don't mean I'm even dealing with them. It's just that conversation because they help write my skits. But the reason why I got a lot of time because I shoot 30 skits in one day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really don't be... This touring right now, that's why I'm ready to go on tour. That take up most of my time. But when I'm off tour, and I shoot 2 months of videos in 3 days or 4 days. Mm. So I be having my time. I be getting that material.
When you kick it with women, Country Wayne, do women be like, look, now I don't want to get pregnant?
Oh, no. They be like, you know, when I kick it with women, you know what I'm saying, be a vibe. And to be honest, I always wanted to have a lot of kids. Now, it would probably be easier if it would have been with one woman.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it worked out in the end. In my book, talk about that. The mothers of my kids, they stay right around me. We all a family. They got keys in my house. All the kids stay there. They all got a room at my house. So it became like a village. And it's love. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kids go to this mother house. I don't even know about it. The baby mamas, they go and let the kids, even when they into it, and don't like each other. The kids are being Panama City with one of the other ones. And they all just a family. They pop up at each other's house. It's a beautiful thing. It turned out to be beautiful, but it didn't. That's why it didn't have to be that way. But that's what the books talks about. How do you get things with your negative world that you created this mess, and then it turns out so beautiful in the end? It's like a painting on the wall. That's what help is on the way is all
there
about.
There is no way you know all your kids' first name, middle name, and birthday.
Oh, for sure.
Let me go. Go. 10. Go.
Tony Jamarion Coley, August 2nd, 2005. Tamar Devon Coley, December 31st, 2006. Christiana Coley, her birthday is April 30th. She was born the same 2007. Mm-hmm. They right behind each other. Now, Aaliyah and Aaliyah, March, they born 2 weeks apart. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
They born 2 weeks apart in March 2008. And we got Taylor, you know what I'm saying? My extra beautiful and came at in a special way. Her birthday, August 7th, and she was born 2008, right behind Tamar. Yeah.
I just counted five.
And then we got Honest. We got Honest, January the 6th. She was born 2018. And we got Melissa. She was born 2014. December 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We got Kiyomi, you know what I'm saying? We got January 6th, 2021. Yeah.
And you got
22, my bad.
And all of y'all live in the same community?
That's good.
Yeah.
How many mama you got?
Kiyomi, five. Kiyomi moved. She moved back to Kansas City. I moved her mom to Atlanta, but it was hard for her because she had no support. So she just moved back to Kansas City. But everybody, all the rest of us, everybody stayed right beside each other. Even one of my daughters,
bro.
Her mom, I got a mom a place. She only beat her mom house. She beat my house all the time. But they all, but most
that's
my
a reality show.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
if I got six and I can't.
But no, he said he got his all the baby mamas living in one community. Like,
I had.
I love that. That's dope.
My intentions were good. I didn't mean to separate those women like that. Just end up having them kids, and I had to stand up on their responsibility. And it turned out to be beautiful in the end because all the kids, they doing good and they living better than I did when I was that age. So, you know what I'm saying?
And they got the love. But we appreciate
you. Need yourself some books, brother.
That's right.
Help is on the way.
Help is on the
way, man.
Make it up right now. And we appreciate you for joining us, brother.
I appreciate y'all, man. If it's good to meet you, bro. I feel like I already met you. I don't watch y'all so much.
Pleasure to meet you.
Congratulations,
too, brother.
Oh, no. Appreciate it, Gary, man.
The name of the special going to be helpful on the window? No,
the name of the special is going to be A Woman's Prayer.
A Woman's Prayer.
Wow. That's what I was going to name mine. Dang it. Well, there goes that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Country Wayne. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
For sure.
Appreciate you.
Cool.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey of the Day no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 28th goes to an Indianapolis man named Damian Boyce. Let me tell you something about humans real quick. Okay, in life, you meet humans who make you believe in humanity and the future of society. And then there are humans like Damian Boyce who make you look at your watch, read some Bible scriptures, and then look back at your watch like, so, Jesus, when you said you're coming back again? Because it's time. Okay, but if you don't come back, Jesus, I understand that too. Because why would you? All right, Earth is ghetto. All right, this third rock from the sun, this beautiful celestial body moving in an elliptical orbit around a star doesn't deserve any more visits from you. But you, our father, our mother.
Oh, boy.
Named after the son of the devil living amongst us, God. All right, a lot of us have seen the omen, God, and we don't understand what we did to have to live in a world where people like Damian exist. Would you like to know what Damian did?
Yes.
Go to WTHR for the report, please.
Police say last month, outside of a home on Harlan Street on Indy's southeast side, a woman was out checking her mail around 4 o'clock in the morning after her work shift when a man, police later identified as Damian Boyce, approached her, pointed a gun at her, and stole $100 in cash from her. Afterwards, Boyce allegedly asked the victim, with the gun still pointed at her, if she had a boyfriend, and then asked if she would add him on Facebook.
Court records show Boyce pointed out his profile to the victim and watched her add him, saying he would pay the money he stole back to her. He then fled the scene on a bicycle. The probable cause affidavit shows that same day the two exchanged Facebook messages. Boyce saying, look, just know I'ma pay you back. It's an expletive way to meet, but expletive, you is too pretty to rob. The victim replied, I believe you, man. I could tell you're sweet. Times just get rough. I know that. Boyce sent more, saying, I feel like a total expletive. I swear I got you. What's your Cash App tag? Or you could send it when I'm ready. Then continued, for real, I'm expletive, we had to meet up on them terms. Come chill with me, I swear I'm not on that type of timing. The victim replied, I do have a man. You know I can't do that, LOL. I wish you the best, though.
Jesus Christ.
Niggas is going nig. Okay, I don't think y'all really understood the details to this story. I need y'all to listen to how the devil is working. First off, Damian robbed this woman at gunpoint, stole cash from her, and forced her to send him a friend request on Facebook. Putting a pistol to somebody and demanding a follow on Facebook is what great Key and Peele sketches were made of. I mean, my God, if I was describing that to someone, you would think I was talking about an episode of Dave or Atlanta. But no, ladies and gentlemen, this is our real life. This is the society we currently live in. Okay, most people love followers on social media the way Fleece Johnson loves booty.
I like booty.
Then not only did he demand a friend request at gunpoint, he stood there and watched her at him. He then told her, I'm going to pay you the money back before leaving the scene on a bike. Then started exchanging messages with her on Facebook. The trust that Damian has in humanity is unmatched. People like him make me not trust humans, but he trusts humans enough to rob them and then exchange messages with them on Facebook. This man Damian was talking to this woman the way I grew up talking to strippers. You know you're too pretty to be doing this, right? Damian told the young lady on Facebook, you too pretty to rob?
Break yourself! Give me your goddamn number! Come on! Hurry up! Come on!
Cool. So, I'm gonna give you a call about 5 o'clock, all right? Sit, all right?
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Take care of yourself, all right?
This man, Damian, hit this young lady on Facebook and asked her what's her Cash App tag. You just robbed me, and now your conscience is kicking in, and you want to give me the money back because you want to go on a date with me? This man really hit her on Facebook and said, for real? I'm effed up about the fact we had to meet on these terms. Come chill with me. I swear I'm not on that type of timing. young lady, you should be flattered and offended, okay? Flattered that he thinks you're so beautiful that you was, in his words, too pretty to rob. All right, you're so pretty, he's trying to find ways to get you your money back. But you should feel offended that this man thinks he has a chance with you in the first place. All right, even though he robbed you and took off on a bike. So not only is he financially handicapped, he doesn't even have a means of transportation, but he thinks he can get with you. This is proof that women can't even be nice to men without men thinking said woman wants to be with him. All right, ladies, let the record show that if a man sees you looking at his story, if a man sees you glancing at him for any reason, if you say hi to some of these men, just breathe in their direction, they will believe that you want to start a whole family with them. All right, Damien thinks this woman is returning his messages because she likes him. No, you idiot. She's lining you up to get arrested, and rightfully so. But I have to give this young lady some credit because she did curve him. She said, I do have a man. You know I can't do that. LOL, I wish you the best, though. When somebody says, I wish you the best, though, they don't really wish you the best. Now, Damien Dumbass is in police custody right now, charged with armed robbery, and court documents also show that just last week, Damien was arrested and charged in a separate incident for robbery, resulting in bodily injury and battery by means of a deadly weapon. God bless the victim of that crime, but Damien must have found you extremely ugly. Okay, based off the logic he uses in life, if this woman was too pretty to rob, then the person the week before he robbed and beat must have looked terrible. How cosmetically challenged were you that he didn't even ask for a follow? No friend requests, nothing? Look, the moral of the story is, niggas is down here nigging, God. Okay, I know I told you I wouldn't use that word anymore, God, and I don't mean to, but I need you to understand the urgency of what some of your children is down here doing. Please give Damien Boyce the biggest hee-haw. Come on now, God.
Jesus.
Come on, time to wrap some of this up. Okay.
I mean, what did he think? He gonna rob me gunpoint and then hit me up on Facebook like, hey, let's chill, let's hang out? I'm not doing that type of time.
That's why we should be extremely terrified of this current society that we live in.
Jesus. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm.
The Breakfast Club. DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
I told him I was gonna call him later.
Hello.
Hey, Country Ram. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Club.
What's up with it?
You lied.
I know he's like, yo. I was just there yesterday. So we opened up the phone lines.
You lied, Wayne.
800-585-1051. We're asking people, has your ex ever lied on you? And Jess Hilarious is here, of course, and she's saying you lied on her.
He said I lied for
you. Nah, I ain't never lied on Jess. She don't lie on me, but...
I lied on you. What's the first lie I told about you, sweetie? What is it?
Well, there's so many of them. I can't even count.
Oh, God. Now it's so many.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Country Wayne's old player. He's just the way his whole demeanor. But listen, you said you broke up with Jess, Wayne.
Yeah, I just left, right? Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, so look, so now let me play lawyer. Because you said you left. I broke up with you and you left the house that you put me in, by the way.
Nah.
But you left it. Because what else you going to do with somebody? But what you going to do? I didn't have to leave you. You was in my house. You left the house after I broke up with you. What else you going to do when somebody break up? You going to stay or you going to leave?
Yeah, you know you ain't break up with me. It's all good.
All right, Wayne.
So, you got to get broke up with one day.
Yeah, you got to get broke up with to leave somebody's house, right? Yeah. And that's what happened.
Nah.
So who broke up with who?
Who broke up with who, Wayne?
Nah, I left. Ain't no woman ever broke up.
You see what he said? I left. What did he say before we got on air, Carlos? Because we recorded that, too. Because we're going to put that out. What did he say? He said, yeah. And I left after that. Yeah, you left after we broke up. After I broke up with you. That's what happened. You supposed to leave. You ain't going to stay, is you?
I can't let you lie 2023 now, then.
It could be 2026. It's going to be the same. I broke up with you and you left the house. But I still love you and congratulations on your movie and your book.
Help is on the way, Wayne.
Because help need to be on the way for this liar. Ain't no way. You better not play with me.
And congratulations on your Netflix special, too.
Stop. That Gary Owens don't got it.
Oh, appreciate it.
I'm gonna get an FX special, and Master P's gonna pay me.
Oh, you really playing with me? This ain't even about Wayne no more, because you know. All
right, Wayne.
Jesus. 800-585-1051. We're asking, has your ex ever lied on you? Call us up right now. We're taking calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about, has your ex ever lied on you? Now, this conversation comes from Country Wayne and Just Hilarious.
Country Wayne was up here wilding.
Up here earlier today, and this is what he said about his relationship with Jess Hilarious, how it ended.
I've been in relationships, man.
We know that. They didn't work out.
I just left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nobody ever left me.
So what's the reason for you?
Jess Hilarious ain't leave you?
No. I let her say that because I'm the type, I'm going to let people, you know what I mean? She got a brand, but I never got left in my life.
Well, Jess Hilarious said, cap!
She called him. Let's hear it.
Definitely cap. Big cap.
She called him, and this is what happened when she called him.
I broke up with you and you left the house that you put me in, by the way.
Nah.
But you left it. Because
nah.
What else you going to do with somebody? But what you going to do? I didn't have to leave you. You was in my house. You left the house after I broke up with you. What else you going to do when somebody break up? You going to stay? Or you going to leave?
Yeah. You know you ain't break up with me. It's all good. All
right, Wayne. So
you got to get broke up with one day. It's all good.
Yeah, you got to get broke up with to leave somebody's house, right? Yeah. And that's what happened.
Nah.
So who broke up with who?
Who broke up with who, Wayne?
Nah, I left. Ain't no woman ever broke up.
Now, Jess.
What?
You say that man bought you a house?
Yes, he did.
That's what we all missed in this whole story.
I heard that, but I was like, maybe I ain't hear that.
I heard that after maybe she misspoke, because she said that. Nope.
No, you always talking about somebody misspeaking. That shouldn't be word now. You know, maybe she misspoke.
We missed. No. The whole point of this was Jess has good poom poom.
It got to be.
He bought her a house.
That's kind of crazy. I'm like, damn.
Oh, Jess.
You can't really say you broke up with a girl and she bought you a house and get you out the house that you bought. God damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't do that, because that is not the right narrative that I want to be painted here. I didn't kick him out. We are both adults, and we were very adult about the situation. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was too much. Mm-hmm. The relationship, it came out. I was a homewrecker, this, that, and the other. He lied, said about, the divorce or whatever. Got the lawyer to call me, tell me that everything was final and all of that. And it was just a lot that I had to deal with daily coming at me and all of that. And he was very supportive, but he understood. And he was like, I do understand. All right, I'm going to just go back to Atlanta. Yeah, I broke up. I put the breakup in place.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, I'm going to leave. What else you going to do when somebody say it's over?
Did you keep the keys to the house?
Yeah, did you keep the house?
Yeah, damn, I kept the house, all the furniture that he put in it.
Whoa.
Everything.
God damn.
Thank
I am proud of Jeff. Jeff.
I'm like, Jeff.
That's just what it is.
It's crazy.
I did.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I don't live there no more. I got tenants. But, yeah.
Wow, Jess. Wow.
Keep the house a man bought you. Didn't go buy your own house. That's boss.
Hello.
Whoa. Stay away from me.
Stay away from me.
So now, Gary Owen, has an ex ever lied about you?
But you better watch how you answer this, Gary.
Yeah, you right. You right. What'd you say? She exaggerated the truth.
Okay. What she say, Gary? Want to share?
Listen.
You right.
We on good terms right now.
Don't let him be walking on no bad road.
I ain't trying to mess it up. We straight right now. She's good.
All
right.
Very good.
Ain't no need to ask me any of that question. We ain't got no exes.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello,
it's Kevin. Hey, Kev. Now, I'm reading here. It says you were dating a white girl and she lied about you beating her up.
That's not about white.
Yeah, just about that. I mean, I was in college and dating this girl. For a little bit. I went to high school with her. But I was dating her for about a couple months, and then we broke up for whatever stupid reason. Ended up getting back together a couple weeks later. I'm at our apartment, chilling. And her roommate, I went outside to smoke, and her roommates come home, and they're like, what are you doing here? And I was like, and then I with Christine, what do you mean? And she was like, and they're like, you're not supposed to be here. So they go inside. Christine and all of them come out, and she's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, what are you talking about? You said I could stay here. And she was like, nah, you can't be here, da 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 da. And all of a sudden, one of the roommate's boyfriends punched me. We get into a fight. Next day, wake up to the police knocking at my door with a restraining order saying that I beat her up, was selling drugs out of her apartment, and all this other jazz.
Damn, and all the
basically
black
had to go to court for it.
And you got beat up by the roommate.
Damn.
You got beat up.
Okay, so you're black. You're black.
Yeah. Half black.
Okay.
Oh, you have black.
Yeah.
Oh, always
the white
black.
Side of you got beat up.
Yeah.
The white side of me beat up, and the black side came out and held his own.
Oh, I know that's right. And the black side held
thank,
his own.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, okay, God. I know that's right. Well, which side was dating the girl?
All right. The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest hosts. We have Jess Hilarious here.
Yes, we do.
All right. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Tyler Lepley. He was here this morning, and he was talking about his relationship with his baby moms and their kids and his new girl, or his new fiance, I should say, and their kid. Let's listen to the audio.
Miracle Watts had said something about, you know, like, she takes on your kids as her kids. Like, how is that situation now? Because I know that April got mad at that. She got mad at that. How is that now, though?
You know, it's a process. You know, it's like, it's definitely better than it was.
Yeah.
It still got a little way to go. As much as I would not like it to be like that, you know, I can't rush anything because this is, you know, again, the problems of the man in the arena, it kind of happens like this. The one thing I will say is that, again, that's the mother of two of my children. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing but love and respect for
her.
So, you know, I give her grace and patience as she figures out what she got to feel herself through. You know,
but I would want for somebody to treat my kid like that, like my kid is theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
it's an interesting conversation. You know what I mean? Because you know, you got to ask: do you want someone to treat your kids like they're their own? But also, something else he said in there: like, do you treat your ex, you know, like you do your new girl, just to keep the peace? Now, Jess, this is your lane, you know what I mean? Because I listen to, you know, of course you got Carefully Reckless on the Black Effect, but you have Carefully Reckless Discussions
with
your family, and you do a lot of conversations with your baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like you want his new girl to treat your son like
her own? All of my
baby fathers, baby mothers, because mm-hmm. that's a lot, if you will. They all treat my son amazing. I treat all of his kids amazing. Mm-hmm. Every relationship he's been in, and there's been a lot of them after me, nobody has ever mistreated my son. I've never had an issue with any of Rome's girlfriends or none of that. Mm-hmm. Like, other baby mothers, just one. But she's never treated my child crazy. Right. That was just something, you know, that we as mothers, as women or whatever. But... nah, it's never been that way.
So do you want them to take a mother type role, or you just want them just to be cool?
You don't gotta take a mother. That's what they end up doing anyway. But yeah. You don't have to take that. You don't have to be over nurtured, like, you know what I'm saying, where it seems forced, or if it's something that you just... Because he made it... My son's dad has been with a lot of girls who didn't have kids, so they didn't really even have experience in being around kids, mm-hmm. but... they tried. It was just like, you don't really gotta try to be his mother, mm-hmm. but you have to... You have to like my child. My child gotta like you too. Like,
but let me ask you, Jess. So yeah, you know, when it's a younger child, they have to be motherly, right? But what is your son definitely. Call her? Is it like mom too? Is it like
auntie? It'll never happen. He better not ever call nobody else no mommy.
Mom T.
Not mom T.
Mom T.
Mom T. Okay. Last day, huh? Yeah. Mom, I don't care. Mom 2, 3, whatever. No, I'm the first and only mom. He can call them Miss whatever, because you got to put a handle on it. I don't care how young the girl is, whatever, is going to be Miss whatever her name is.
Now what about, you know, Tyler bought his Miracle or G-Wagon, right? And yeah. I asked him, like... you know, just to keep the peace, do you do stuff like that for your other baby moms? Is that expected of a man? Because you think about when people get divorced, you know, they got to make sure that their ex is set up the same way they're set up.
I think they should.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because you don't want your one kid to be driving in a G63 G-Wagon, and that's $180,000, and the other kid to be driving in a Ford Escort.
What is wrong with Ford Escort?
Look, yo, that's listen, man. Why would you say that?
Word up. What about people listening to us in Ford Escort?
Say a Prius.
Okay, a Prius.
Yeah.
Priuses are amazing, too. I want one.
Nah. Not if my brother got a G63.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm pulling up.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
I'm pulling up in that. No.
So you're saying you have to do that? If I got an ex... and she got kids of mine, she got to be riding the same way my new woman is riding.
I don't agree with that. I don't know what Envy is saying over there, but okay. I don't think that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. I think whatever I do for my kids, all right, cool. I shouldn't have to be responsible for what you got going on after me. Like, I'm in a new relationship. My responsibility is my kids and me protecting.
But the kids gonna still be in the Prius.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your kids gonna be pulling in the Prius.
As long as they not drive, they in the back. It's about the person driving. You in the back, so you good. You don't got no bills. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You still on four wheels.
Now, I'm not saying you got to have another a Mercedes, but give me something that the kids feel comfortable in and not making fun of.
Listen, we grew up different, whatever. But he didn't buy the kids a G-Wagon. He bought Miracle a G-Wagon.
Yeah.
The baby wasn't even
in. But the baby going to be in the G-Wagon,
though. That baby don't know nothing about no G-Wagon.
That's true.
It ain't that. Y'all
them kids
at
know
it.
Like, your son is in fifth grade. He knows the difference between a G-Wagon and a Prius.
I'm telling you, my kids ain't... All right, yo. Listen, I don't care. I said what I said. That's it.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
Jess' son definitely know the difference between a G-Wagon and a Prius.
I know, that ain't the point.
I gave that man $300 for his birthday. He ain't want that.
No, shut up. I have a G-Wagon, and I also have... I forgot the name of whatever my other Benz is. I got both of them, right? But my baby father, he got a nice little Acura. You know what I'm saying? So we showing my son the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? Tyler, little kids, they gonna know the best of both. That's it.
Man, he's so stupid.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shaquana.
Hey, Shaquana.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Guess what race she is?
I knew y'all wanted to guess so bad, but she already sound like she mad. Hey, man, ain't trying to play
Shaquana. Shaquana. Good morning, Shaquana.
It's Shaquana.
I'm just messing with
don't
you.
Don't play with her.
What's your thoughts, Mama?
Honestly, I just want to weigh in and say it depends on how long you've been with the person, because I have an ex who would take our kids around his girlfriend he just met like a week ago. Mm. And I feel that's something you shouldn't do. But if you're serious with the person and you know you feel like you got a future with them, I mean, I see nothing wrong with it, but... Mm. On a standstill, it is a lot of crazy people in the world.
Yeah.
And you got to be cautious. A lot of people harming kids and mm-hmm. doing crazy things to kids. So that's where I'm with it. Like, if you think you're going to be with that person long term and you dating for a minute and you get to know each other, you're talking about y'all kids, okay. But on your first date, you're not taking the kids to Chuck E. Cheese to play together because y'all both got kids.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
Thank you, Shaquana.
You can't just be bringing anybody around your chair.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. But I do believe that if I got kids and you got kids and we ain't got no babysitters, we want to see each other bad enough. Yeah, let's meet up at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Hello, who's this?
Monica.
Hey, Monica. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your thoughts, Mama?
My thoughts are I do not date with men. I don't date men with kids for that reason. If I can't let my kids go over to the other parent, I don't feel comfortable, then it's not. Like, how am I going to feel comfortable with my kid going to see his other parent if I don't like or get along with the other person?
Is that bitter? No, but let me ask you this, Monica. Is that because you bitter, or is that because has he ever given you any type of like, yo, I'm a put my son in jeopardy or put my kid in jeopardy? Like, is he that? You got to know the other parent too. Are they ever going to bring somebody that you don't like around your kid that's going to do something to your kid? Is that bitter, or is that just how you feel?
No, that's not bitter. I think it's just that as a mother,
yeah.
I'm going to speak it from the mother point of view. Mm-hmm. As a mother, you have to feel comfortable. If you're not comfortable with the man choosing the right mate, it's not ever going to work. So I would think that maybe me and the girl would have to talk. I would be mature right. enough to be like, let me talk to the girl, and if I'm feeling her and I like her, then yeah, it's right. you can go with it. But listen, Jess.
Yes?
You must, and I'm talking about you have to stay the permanent co-host on this show.
Thank
I've been
you.
Crying all week. Yo, this is the funniest this show ever been in my life. Charlamagne is at his best with you.
Thank you so much, girl. I agree with everything you said.
Jess, why'd you stand up? Why'd you just stand up to do that?
Because I had to, and I think I dressed the best one here out of everybody that I saw, y'all. So thank you so much, baby.
I already told Jess, she get the permanent role. I guarantee you she won't be coming here like she hosting an award show every day. I guarantee you it'll be sweatsuits within 2 months.
Some sneakers.
It's all right.
So what's the moral of the story?
What is the moral of the story, Jess? Because you've been co-parenting very well for a pretty long time now.
You do not. I don't think you have to. You're not responsible for your ex. You're responsible for your kids. I think that's what that is.
That's what kills me.
No, that makes sense. You're not responsible for your ex. You're responsible for your kids.
You're right. not. Yeah, you're not. You're not responsible. Like I said, my son's dad has 5 kids with 5 different women. After he moved on, he take care of his bomb father, take care of his kids, not on child support no more for none of them. But
no more.
Yeah. But he is not responsible for their mothers.
Right.
Not in that. Yep. It's different in a marriage because the divorce, you got to settle. You got to, you get this, I get this, whatever. But like girlfriend, boyfriend, yo, if it's not about my child, yo, I'm in my relationship.
But
I'm
let me
good.
Ask you this, Jess.
What's good?
Let's say you move on and now that one child lives a different life than those other 4 kids. How do you think those other 4 kids will feel? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That one kid, he gets, you know, he gets to go to the football games. He gets to go to this because he's with the father all day long in that house. Don't you feel like all the kids should have that same love and that same feeling?
But that's what I'm saying. What the ex got to do with that? I'm going to go pick my kid up and I'm going to take you with the rest of my kids. Well, that's we were right. daddy. It ain't. I'm going to pick right. you and the baby mother up and y'all in it. No, I'm picking my, I'm going to get all my kids together just like Rome do it. Just like my son's dad does it. He don't do nothing without his other kids. Well, if he got his girls, it's girls' day. And it, boys' day. Then he got days where he get all of them. So he does. I don't know how that's Nick can do it, but my baby father thought.
Basically, what Jess is saying, she only buying McDonald's for her son. She ain't buying McDonald's for the rest of her own kids.
Yo, what's next, yo? I don't got time.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.